Random House Audio presents Speechless, Tales of a White House Survivor by Matt Latimer. Read for you by Lincoln Hoppe. Introduction. Where's Goofy? It was a fall day in 2008. I'd just picked up my usual can of Diet Pepsi from the White House mess when all I knew about the world seemed to come to an end. As a speechwriter for George W. Bush during the final years of his presidency, I'd seen any number of crises and controversies. But nothing had prepared me for what was ahead, the imminent collapse of America's free market system. I was in my office with another speechwriter, a young man named Jonathan, when we first heard the grim news. Tall and lean, with a tuft of black hair, Jonathan was such a team player that for weeks he'd worked at a desk he could barely fit his legs under. I used to watch him hunch down in his chair, Quasimodo-like, whenever he wrote a speech. But Jonathan wasn't one to complain. Far more inconvenient for him than his desk, it turned out, was his last name, Horn. This conferred on him the honor of being the only speechwriter with a presidential nickname, though not a particularly inventive one. The president called him Horny, which, incidentally, is not a sentence I ever expected to type. Contrary to some people's belief, President Bush didn't behave like a deranged frat boy, walking around the White House handing out nicknames to everyone.